Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1686. The topic is mindset and the title is A Different Perspective on Success. One of my favorite things I get to do is talk to other trainers and other business owners. I've helped people open gyms and help trainers kind of develop their own business. It's been huge blessing, super fun. I love it because I feel like every time I help someone who helps other people, I get a chance to kind of help all those people as well. So it's very rewarding. It's very self-rewarding. So very selfish. But in those conversations, what's sometimes fun to get into is a struggle to be successful in business, but to still be successful in other areas of life. So what I mean by that is a lot of business books that when I started reading and listening to business books, it was actually after I opened my business. So I opened my business, I opened Brutal Iron Gym, and I was like, oh crap, I don't really know what I'm doing. I know how to be a good trainer. I've been a trainer since I was 18 years old. And then I opened Brutal Iron Gym in 2011, and I knew how to train. Like, that was not the hard part. But it was learning, you know, business promotion, financial stuff. That was all kind of the craziness behind it all. And that was when I was like, oh, man, I probably need to start figuring this out. You know, if I want to be successful, I got to start educating myself. So a good friend of mine recommended the book E-Myth Revisited Part 2, I think, or Version 2. And it was funny because in the book, like one of the major lessons was, if you like doing the job, don't open a business because, you know, you can be the technician of what you do, but it doesn't mean you're going to be good at owning a business. And I was like, oh, crap, because I already did that. I already made like the number one mistake that book said not to make. But it's been fun to listen to as many books as I can. I listen to a lot of business books. And I listen to a lot of self-help books because I find, especially for my business, the better I do in my own self, my own life, my character, the way I handle my mindset, my interactions with people, that grows the business. So I do a lot of self-help, a lot of business. Those are the only two categories of books that I listen to or read. But what was interesting when a lot of the business books, people would talk about being successful after they were successful. So they had already made, you know, a multi-million dollar, you know, tens of or hundreds of millions of dollar company. And then they were telling you kind of the lessons that they learned along the way. A lot of them was actually like, don't do what I did, which was kind of funny. And in part was because a lot of them, they might have been successful in business, but their personal lives were just absolutely chaotic. Multiple divorces. Now I understand, you know, like I can only control myself in a relationship. You can only control yourself. We can't control the other person. So you don't really know the reasons why. You know, things like that happen. But if somebody's on their fourth, fifth, you know, sixth marriage, or they tried to be married a couple times and they cite in the book that their dedication to the business was the problem, you know, you don't have to guess anymore because they are telling you that that's what the problem was. So what you'd see is they would have, you know, broken up relationships with spouses. They'd have maybe estranged kids, no real, you know, major personal connections, no hobbies. It was just their life was all consumed by the business. Their lives often had very chaotic timelines, like maybe going bankrupt twice and then this huge bailout, something happened at the last minute that finally made them successful. So it was just always chaos. And what I found in the books was it was very common that the people closest to them got hurt. There's that phrase, you hurt the ones you love. I hate that phrase. Absolutely hate that phrase. Because I feel like that phrase just exists so people can feel better about doing that. You do not do that. So I would read these books, hear about these business people having absolute chaotic lives, and everybody close to them always like got hurt. And I didn't want that. You know, I started the business and I knew it was absolutely all-consuming, but I wanted to grow it to a place where I would have time I basically have space for someone in my life. If I wanted to have a partner, if I wanted to have a family, I wanted to have space, whether that was, you know, time in the evenings, whether it was financial space, emotional, mental space. I just wanted there to be space for someone because I wanted more than just the business. I did want success in business, but I also wanted to experience life in so many other ways. I tried my best, and I'm still trying my best, to show love to the ones that love me most. I want to be successful in business, but I also want to be successful in love. I want to show as much love as I can, compassion, caring, you know, good character to all the people around me. The people that are closest to me, I want to treat them well. So success in business is important to me, but I also want to be successful as a husband, you know, as a son, as a friend. And that's been something I've been working on a lot. And that is part of the discussions I talk about with other business owners, other trainers, is just that struggle to be successful in business, but to also be successful in other areas of life. Now, I've touched on this in past podcasts. I remember podcast 1023. It's a mindset podcast titled Stress Management and Options and Priorities. So stress management, options, and priorities. And the discussion there is to make like a priority ranking of people and a priority ranking of work. Why I do that? It might sound like, I feel like it sounds not politically correct to make a priority list of people. But often in life, whether you own a business or not, we have conflicting choices at times. Something comes up and we have to do option A or option B. And if we always respond just whatever we feel in the moment or whatever's urgent in the moment, that doesn't often lead to our best life. One of the things that came up for me was if I wanted to be home to enjoy time with my spouse and say I was planning to be home at 6 o'clock. So I'm leaving the gym, say at 5:45, and I know I'll be there, you know, around 5:55. Maybe it's a 10-minute commute, something like that. So I'm leaving at 5:45, and I know I have to leave exactly at that time to be home on time. Well, what happens if somebody comes to the gym and they're at the door and they say, hey, you know, I've really wanted to learn about this gym. I really love it. Would you mind taking me a tour? I'm thinking about joining. And I wanted to predetermine what my choice would be, because in those moments, when you're faced with urgencies and randomness, you make choices. Then afterwards, you're like, ah, crap, maybe that wasn't the best choice. Or you have anxiety about making the best choice. So there's a lot of stress either after the fact or there's a lot of stress in the moment. So I wanted to eliminate all of that. I wanted to make sure that whatever choice I made led to the future that I wanted. So I made the choice, due to my people priority rankings, is I am going to choose my spouse over someone who might be joining the gym. I'll have to look at them and say, that's awesome. I really appreciate your enthusiasm, your excitement. If you want, you can look around the gym, kind of give yourself a little bit of a tour. But I have to head out. I have to go home. I'll reconnect with you. If you want, my number's on the door. You can text me that number. So that way I'll have your number. And then we'll just touch base another day. That's it. Are they going to be a little disappointed? Sure. If I were to stay and give them a tour of the gym and be home late, would my spouse be disappointed? Yes. Well, who do I want to disappoint, right? Clearly, I'm going to disappoint the stranger. Sorry, strangers. But I'm going to disappoint you before I would disappoint my spouse. By making a people priority list, you know, for me, this is my own personal choice, but like God is number one. Meredith and I are number two. So we're tied because if I don't take care of myself, I'm not going to have my best self to give to anybody else. But it's sometimes you do have to sacrifice, you know, something you want to help your spouse. Like it's kind of like a give and a take. So we're tied to make sure it's an equal kind of give and take kind of thing. Then I have like my parents, then I have my brother, then I have like my friends, you know, so there's the people priority list, that kind of stuff. So that way I know when I have conflicting choices, I know who I'm going to choose over somebody else. Again, maybe not politically correct, but it helps. work list. For me, number one priority, without any doubts, is my clients, the people I get to work with. I appreciate each of you very, very much because you allow me to do what I love as my business. I get to do what I love to do as my job. That's ridiculous. The fact that this is a job is just fantastic. It's amazing. It's beyond blessed. But it's thanks to you. You know, thank you very, very much. I genuinely appreciate that. I try to keep up my communication as much as I can. I try to give a great in-depth communication, good answers. I try to treat my clients the way that I would want to be treated. You know, kind of that golden rule type thing. I try to do that as much as I possibly can. That's number one thing in business, is take care of the people I have. Number two is, you know, kind of maintain the gym, do what I got to do to keep the bills paid and lights on, you know, that kind of stuff. Number three, then maybe I look at trying to market the gym or market my services, try to bring in new people if I can. But you got to take care of who you have, take care of what you have, and then try to get more, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the kind of order we go through. By having my priorities ranked, my options of what I'm going to do, it helps me reduce anxiety. It helps me make sure I make better choices. It helps me build the future I want. It helps me be successful in business, but continue to be successful in my personal life. And that's something I've struggled with, but I found that was 100% necessary. What I have found in my business and for me, and you might feel the same, even if you're not in business, it's just you got a million and one people asking a million and one things of you, right? Eventually, you run out. I want to give the best I can from the top down. What most people do is they go through the day, they start your day with the most amount of energy, right? The most amount of patience, the most amount of giving a shit. That's where you start. And then most people go through their day just responding to what happens to them, like reacting to the urgencies of what comes their way. And then you get slowly dwindled down, whittled down, chipped down by the end of the day. And then maybe by the time you get home, you actually have time with your loved ones. You're worn out. You feel like crap. You're short temper. Just nothing is going well, right? You're not your best self. What I want to do and what I would urge you to do is to listen to podcast 1023, make those people priority list, make that work priority list, and give your best from the top down. I want to plan my energy for the day. I do not want to just start my day and then let anything comes my way chip away at my energy, because then I won't have my best energy for when I might want it, which might not be the first things in the day, right? So if I plan my energy from the top down, if I give the best I can from the top down, when I run out, it won't come at the expense of the things that mean the most to me, which would then deteriorate those relationships or deteriorate my business success. When I run out, I want to be down the list to the point where it's not going to be that impactful. You know, if I'm so tired that I just don't make an additional social media post today, oh darn. You know, social media posts are important. I don't want to dismiss that completely. I found, actually for me, when I post twice a day, that business starts to pick up easily within 3 to 4 weeks of me doing that. It's a good way for me to kind of push for more clients. When I get overwhelmed and a little struggling with too many things, I start to post maybe once a day or every other day, and that slows things down for me a little bit. So I actually have found that social media posting does influence the growth rate, whether that's faster or slower, for the business. So it's important. But that's something that if I just miss that for one day, oh well. But if I lose my temper and, you know, I treat my wife Meredith like I'm mean to her, or I say some kind of snippy comment to her, oh, that doesn't just go away. That would make me feel like shit. And it's probably going to make her feel like shit. And I don't want her feeling like shit. You know, I would never want to do that to her. So I don't want to make fun of her. I don't want to put her down. I don't want to make a joke at her expense ever, because that never feels good. Never, ever, ever will that feel good to the other person. And sometimes we do that when we're tired. Sometimes we do that when we're exhausted, when we just running out of patience, we're running out of energy, we're tired, right? You're tired. Well, don't get tired at the wrong time. By giving your best from the top down, when you run out, you run out. You're going to run out, but make sure you run out at the things that don't matter as much, right? That don't have as much of an impact. Now, I continue to try to improve on how long I can last before I run out, and I'm sure you do as well. So that's something to always be working on. But it is something to be giving attention to. Now, when we look at the traditional definition of success, or like the social media definition of success. So when you listen to motivational speeches or gurus, success gurus, life coaches, overwhelmingly, what I see is you have to be all in or you're a loser. You're either breathing, you know, eat, breathe, sleep, blah, 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 24 hours a day. It's got to be, you got to be fully committed. You got to do everything, or you're a total freaking loser. That's what I see in social media. You know, one guy, I saw a video, he's like, I break my day down into 10 minutes, and I work my day in 10-minute segments. What you do in an hour, I can do in 10 minutes. And it was just like, it's super intense, and every minute of the day counts, and just crazy high pressure, right? That I think that's what the predominant message is. That's what social media success is. Screw everything else. You're all in, or you're a loser, right? Well, the downside is that may or may not make you successful in that one area. So if you hyper-focus on business, you may be successful in business. You might not. Even if you hyper-focus, you still can make a bunch of dumb decisions and just crap luck comes your way and it just doesn't work out, right? A lot of business is luck. So even if you hyper-focus, you may or may not be successful in that one area, but you sure as hell will not be successful in any other area. If you don't give any attention to anything else, everything else dries up and dies. That's the way it goes, right? If you don't water it, it ain't going to grow. If you don't give it attention, God knows what's happening to it, but it isn't going to grow on its own. You're not going to have amazing relationships. You're not going to have a great quality of life if all you're doing is hyper-focusing on business. So I want to be successful in business. But I also want to be successful in my personal life. Meredith and I were watching a movie recently, and there was this guy, I believe he was a sports agent, and he was saying that he wanted to grow his business and become a millionaire, eventually sell it for millions of dollars, you know, tens of millions of dollars. And in the process of doing that, of trying to grow his business, he was screwing over everyone and anything that he needed to in order to grow the business. And what happened was he was able to sell the business for, you know, $50, $60, $70 million. But he ate dinner alone. His celebratory dinner, after he sold the business, he ate alone. Because there was no one there to celebrate it with. He didn't have a relationship. He didn't have friends. There's no one. He was isolated. Because all he did was focus on business. He didn't care about whatever relationships that didn't, like, grow his business. Like, if they grew his business, he was all in, right? He would schmooze and treat you the best. But then next week, if he needed to, he'd stomp on your throat. That was how he grew his business. But he ate his celebratory dinner alone. I don't want to grow my business, but eat alone. And I'm assuming that you don't either. I'm assuming that whatever your goals are, whether it's business, whether it's physical fitness, whatever it might be, financial goals, whatever your goals are in life, you want to achieve that, but you probably also want some other things as well, right? You want relationships. You want, you know, good finances. You want less chaos in your life. You just don't want all this up and down turmoil and running around crazy and not knowing what's going to happen the next day. So I was recently talking to a couple business owners, and we talked about that we want to be successful in business, but successful as a spouse, a parent, a friend. We want to take care of ourselves, take care of our loved ones, and help other people while making money. That is what true success is. It's success in all areas, which unfortunately takes attention in all areas, so it's very freaking hard. You have to give balanced attention, but that doesn't mean you give equal attention to all areas. Some areas need a little bit less attention. Some areas need more. Some happen in spurts. Some have slow periods. Some have fast periods. So balance doesn't mean you give equal to all. It means you're constantly trying to progress and take care of each, which is a fluctuating model. It's a fluctuating model. It's very challenging. So there's a podcast, a really old podcast, 251. If you want to find all of our old podcasts, you can go to our website. We have a podcast player on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. Underneath the podcast player is instructions on how to find older podcasts. So if you want to, you can find podcast 251. It's a mindset podcast titled Drop the Right Ball. And what that refers to is, in life, we're always juggling a lot of things, right? We're juggling career, we're juggling home life, we're juggling self-care, we're juggling relationships, we're juggling everything, everything. So you can think of you're juggling a bunch of balls, right? Like a juggler. Well, in life, what happens to those balls, a good thing to pay attention to, is some of the balls are glass and some are rubber. Some things you can let go for certain seasons of time. You can let that fall and it'll bounce back up. You know, maybe you have to skip a workout one day to help a loved one. The workout falls, but it'll bounce back up the next day. Right? There are certain things in life that are glass that we have to consistently juggle with no break. You've got to keep them moving. They are glass. That might be a relationship with your most loved ones. You always want to give your best to them as much as you can, right? Those are glass balls. But then there are ones that are rubber. There are things that you can let drop every now and then to get ahead in another area and then come back and pick up that ball. That is what success is like, is juggling a bunch of balls. Some are glass, some are rubber. You're constantly trying to figure out, okay, can I let this rubber one bounce so that I can go push a little bit forward in these other areas, pick back up that rubber one before it lays dead on the floor, then drop this other one. Let me pick up some other things and catch that one, but make sure I didn't drop a glass one. It's chaotic. You know, you're always trying to juggle the balls, but drop which ones and the right ones and not the wrong ones. It's tough. And that's what I think is a different perspective on success than what we see in today's culture. Today's culture tells you that being tough is to be callous, to be selfish, to be singularly focused, driven, right? Just crush everything and anything in your way. If you want to be successful, you got to be all in. Screw everything else. Screw everyone else. You've got to go for it, right? That's what they say success is. That's what they say being tough is. But it's not. It's not tough to be singularly focused. That's easy. What's tough is to pay equal attention to every damn thing in your life and give equal effort. Give that balanced effort where you're constantly juggling, pushing, pulling, figuring that all out, right? You're trying to progress everything over time. That's what true toughness is. That's what true success is, because it's hard as hell. It is difficult to make progress in every area slowly over time because it requires constant effort, unrelenting, constant effort, and it requires patience. Those are two things that are super freaking tough to do together. To have to put in effort every damn minute of every damn day, but wait months, if not years, to see the result. That's tough. But that's what success really is progression in all areas over time. You will have dips. You'll have setbacks. You'll have ebbs and flows. You will have to, at times, laser focus in, figure out the minute little small details, sort it out, and then pull the perspective back out, get a bigger picture, global picture over your life, see what areas might be falling behind, then laser focus into that area. So you have to be very good at changing the depth of focus. You need to be able to get into the fine nitty-gritty details, but you also need to be able to pull back and see your entire life in one view. That's challenging. You know, to be all in, to be hyper-focused, to look at only one thing, that's easy. It's all-consuming, so it feels like you're being hardcore and tough, but it's easy. And also, you can lose yourself. If you focus too narrowly, you will lose sight of the rest of your life. You'll lose sight of the rest of everything that you want. If you have that all-or-nothing mindset, you're going to get a lot of nothing. You might get all in that one area, but you're going to have nothing around it. You're going to eat alone. So I would encourage you is to not use the old definition of success is being the best at one thing. Consider a different perspective. Work to make progress in all areas over time. Work to be diligent and consistent every single day. But learn to be patient. I do believe that if you use the different perspective, the new perspective on success, if you keep a bigger picture on life, you're going to be a lot happier. You're not going to feel as secluded, as isolated. You're not going to, live and die by every small little moment of life. You're going to enjoy your life a lot more, and you're going to find that you're still going to be successful. You can still build great success at whatever your job is, whatever your business might be, whatever your work might be. You can still have great financial success. You can have relationship success. You can have self-care success. It can happen. It's just challenging, and it's slow. Okay. I don't think that was maybe motivational in any way. I have absolutely no clue. But it is a conversation that I get into with a lot of clients is don't be so all or nothing. Don't be so singularly focused. Don't lose sight of the rest of your life. You can be successful. You can be happy with your life. Being successful in business. Maybe you're not selling your business for tens of millions of dollars. But you can still make enough money to support yourself, support your loved ones, and live a happy life. But if you can make that money, be that successful in business, but have loved ones to share it with, have a life to enjoy, that is success. Okay. Well, I wish you the best. If you need anything, if you have any questions, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I hope you really enjoy it. I hope there's benefit from you for you every single podcast. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people you share it with, the more people can help. Also, thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. I do truly appreciate the donations. There is a high hosting cost for the podcast platform every year. I appreciate the donations. Even just $5 a month helps a lot. So thank you to those who do that. You can donate on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and please follow us on Instagram and on YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.